time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elfin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at elkinschevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. If you call that line and leave a message, you may make it to the big show. Let's see what we have today.
Hey, is it a violation that I cannot name four players in professional baseball? I never got into baseball, never really watched it. However, when it comes to football in the NFL, I could probably name the third string right guard of any team in the NFL, and I'm not even exaggerating. I'm a diehard football fan, but I never got into baseball. Now, is that a violation on myself?
No, it's not a violation. It just means that you're not a cerebral individual.
Really?
It's a cerebral game. I mean, you don't appreciate baseball, you know? You don't appreciate the little cerebral nuances in the game. I can't inject that in you.
So you're saying he's like a caveman?
You know, whatever. It speaks for itself. I like football, too, but I also appreciate the nuances and cerebralness of baseball. A guy doesn't. I mean, some people get to the second level. Others don't.
This is a PSA to any Phillies fans that will be attending the Dodgers series next week. Do not boo Machado. He had no part in him being traded there. It's not his fault. He remembers us cheering him when they came to town a few weeks ago.
Oh.
He'll remember us if we boo him.
I see what you're doing there.
Boo.
It's actually good advice.
Do not boo Manny if you want any prayer of signing.
That's actually good advice. So you don't want to get on his bad side. You want to cheer him. You want to give him a standing ovation. That'd be cool.
Hey, Natalie, I got to admit, I was kind of on the rope with you. I wasn't too sure how to feel with you. And then I hear you make the comment that you got a shirt from Gimbel's at a retro store. And I completely fell in love with you. The fact that you have a shirt on right now from that store and the fact that you even brought it up, I love it.
And that goes old school sometimes.
Thank you.
She could have, like, I mean, your mom is probably too young for Gimbel's. Right? How long ago did Gimbel's go out?
It went out in 87.
Oh, really?
So not too long.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago. That building is what the Inquirer took over, right?
Yeah, but that's what sold out on me?
See, I worked in the Ivy Tower building.
Gimbel's?
Oh, you worked in a nice building.
It wasn't a nice building. It just had an Ivy Tower.
Oh, yeah.
It was all beat up, man. It was like the newsrooms back then. They weren't carpeted.
I think most would agree that player power across sports is reaching unprecedented levels, and it might be a little too high. But I think in Kawhi Leonard's case, we're seeing a superstar whose leverage is quickly evaporating. He doesn't get the deal he wants and has to go to Toronto, somewhere he doesn't want to play. And now he's going to sign for L.A. as a free agent next year, and he wants it so bad that what's to stop the Lakers from giving him a lowball contract?
Oh, well, you pay guys worth in the NBA. You can't lowball a guy who's one of the top five players in the league. But I guess you raise a good point. Would they be able to lowball him? I don't think that Magic Johnson would disrespect him like that.
Plus, the Sixers would come in and say, well, here's the max because we got $40 million.
Yeah, well, I think his point is he only wants to play in L.A., so he's put himself in a box. Okay, if you only want to play in L.A., then you'll pay for less than the max.
Mike, for the 20,000 times, the Phillies can overpay Machado in free agency. The Dodgers can't. They're right up against the luxury tax. Do the research. Know that the Phillies can overpay and know that he's going to come here and you're going to be so wrong.
Yeah. You think the Dodgers care about the luxury tax? Plus, they're going to get rid of Justin Turner, who makes some kind of money, to have Machado there play there. But come on, luxury tax. Los Angeles. Oh, we can't afford you? It's Los Angeles.
How can people not be upset about the 76ers offseason? They have made zero moves to improve their team. Last year, 29-25 was the record. Then they got Bellinelli and Ilyasova, who they no longer have. and went 23-5. We lost good players that helped our team. We gained zero good players to improve our team. I don't understand your guys' thinking.
Well, my guys' thinking. I'm not that high on the Sixers, but they did improve themselves with Wilson Chandler over Bellinelli. I mean, he's a better defender. Defensively, they improved themselves.
Mikey Miss, I'm looking at these Missinelli Awards and taking a look at the worst Philly athlete category. Now, I can understand Markelle Fultz, Cameron Rupp, but how can Wayne Simmons be listed for the Flyers in this category? Whoever came up with this category needs a lot of explaining to. What the hell is going on back there?
Oh, Flyer fan, a little outraged. Yeah, we probably could have revised it to Jared Bayless instead of Wayne Simmons. But he didn't have a great year last year.
Simmons was terrible. He was also the worst on the team in plus minus.
Yeah.
And he couldn't skate. Unfortunately, just because he was good the year before and you like him, doesn't mean he's immune. He stunk last year.
Flyer fan, what do you expect?
Can't wait to see Sixto Sanchez pitch this weekend. Oh wait, he's not ready to pitch this year. Oh, well, next year, maybe, you know, opening day. Oh, he's not going to be ready next year either. Well, at least he's healthy. You know. Oh, he's got elbow problems. What are we talking about here?
Sixto Lescano is healthier than Sixto Sanchez right now. Or Sixto Lescano. Little powerful guy.
Mike, I hope by the time you hear this sound off message, you've explained what do we do now. Because I really would like to know, Mike. You said LeBron would be here, or you said you felt like he would be here. He's in L.A. Kawhi? Oh, yeah, Kawhi would be. He fits better than LeBron. I don't know if you said it, but other people have said it. He's in freaking Toronto. And now Machado. Oh, the Phillies need to think outside the box. The youth fans are scared. And, oh, do the deal. Well, guess what? He's in L.A. too. So I want to know from you, what do we do now?
I feel just the way you feel, bro. I've been downplaying it today because I'm trying to put a happy face on it. But I don't know what they do. Now, I think the Phillies are going to make a deal. It's not going to be as good as Machado. I think the Sixers are going to make a deal. It's not going to be good as Kawhi, obviously. So, you're just going to have to live with it. And the LeBron thing, I knew he wasn't coming here as soon as the Boston series. You listen to the show, you know I was out on LeBron after the Boston series, or even after game two of the Boston series.
You know something? Screw the Colangelos. Screw Pop. Screw Jurassic Park. Ain't nobody put no faith in the Sixers right now. You know what? We got to put faith in the Sixers right now. We don't need no superstars. We got two young goats right now. And these guys are going to kick some ass this year. Trust the process. Let's get them Sixers. Screw them superstars.
Yeah, that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. The definition. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinChevrolet.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound...